The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. Happy Conspiracy Theory Thursday. It's 11 minutes after 6. Thursday, the 30th of May, 49 degrees. By the way, we're starting this changeover on KCMD to KBXG, the jukebox, that's going to happen Friday night at midnight. 99.3 will be just great classic hits. And still, I'm going to be doing the morning show Monday through Friday, 6 to 9, even on the jukebox, too. So one way or the other, you don't miss me in Grants Pass. And all of KMED's regular talk programming is also now on 105.9. It's a translator up on Fielder Mountain, pointed towards Grants Pass. So take a listen to that. And we have a tower climber who's going to be doing a little bit of work on that next week, too, get things a little bit dialed in. So just wanted to keep you in the loop on what is going on. And, of course, KMED.com is streamed. And we've talked about this a lot. My email box continues to go on. KMED is going off the air. KMED is... No, we're not going off the air. Nothing changes on KMED. You still have me. You have all the Coast to Coast AM, Hugh Hewitt and Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins, Lars, Hannity, Joe Pags, Ground Zero, all the good stuff. Roe Gardner. By the way, Roe Gardner will also stay on 99.3. KBXG on the weekends, okay, just so you know that too. So we're just kind of just adding additional offerings to the mix. The only downside I think that we may have is if you live in Cave Junction, Selma, you know, those sort of areas, you're not going to be able to get KMED signal on 105.9 because that covers mostly Grants Pass, city of Grants Pass, and also Rogue River and parts of the I-5 corridor there, keeping people informed. So I would get to know your streamer, you know, get your computer and stream directly from KMED.com. And you'll be able to hear anything that that you want from out there. Okay, so can't do everything with everything, but anyway, we're taking about having more offerings and got about 99% of everything where it needs to be. Okay, so I just wanted to let you know that's what's going on. 105.9, take a listen right now. City of Grants Pass should be able to hear that. Okay. All right, join in the conversation here at 770-563-3770-KMED. By the way, KBXG starts midnight Friday night, okay? So Saturday morning we're going to be kicking that off, and you'll be hearing that. And KMED's talk format, like we're doing here right now, continues as always. 106.3 in Medford, in Eagle Point, and lots of other areas, Central Point, et cetera, up the Rogue River. You have 106.7, which takes care of Ashland and South Jackson County, and now 105.9, Grants Pass in Rogue River. Okay? All right. Hope I got this. I'm trying to calm and pour a little bit of soothing oils, some calming oils, maybe some essential oils on the bubbling cauldron of, like, you're going off the air. No, we're not going off the air. Just a couple of changes. I just want to keep you in the room on this. Okay? All right. Coming up this morning on Conspiracy Theory Thursday, there's some great people to talk about. Paul Kaminar is a lead counsel for the National Legal and Policy Center. In fact, I'm going to be talking to a couple of lawyers this morning. Just kind of worked that out. There's just so much legal news going on right now. But what Paul's going to be talking about is this Trump trial. And pretty soon, the jury is going to rehear instructions and some testimony, and they're going to be continuing to deliberate the criminal trial in New York City, this, you know, court meet kangaroo sort of situation. Paul's had a lot to say about this, and we'll get his analysis of that after the 6:30 news. And after 7 o'clock, I'm going to talk with Matthew Hoffman. Matthew Hoffman, I've never had the opportunity to talk with him, but he's a legal counsel for the Center for Academic Freedom, Alliance Defending Freedom. And they're really about defending religious freedom. And you know, Grants Pass has had a lot of court cases this year. I mean, it's not just the Supreme Court case on the homeless one. On this coming Monday, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals is going to hear arguments in the Grants Pass School District 7. And that's the case with, you know, the assistant principal and the teacher who were fired for publishing a video offering solutions for gender identity education policy. And essentially, they were fired for not completely bending the knee and going slobbering over LGBTQ issues, and this having to do with religious freedom. It's, of course, Rachel Damiano and Katie Medart versus Grants Pass School District Number 7. Now, what happened here is that, originally in their first run at the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, they lost, and now they have appealed. And so this is going to be the appeal. Actually, I don't know if the first one was in district court or federal court, pardon me, and now it's going to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. It'll be interesting to see what happens here because the Ninth Circuit, of course, is a very liberal court, although it has become somewhat less liberal after President Trump put some additional justices on during his particular term. But it is also the most reversed circuit court or appeals court that we have in the entire country. It's like they'll say, hey, white is blue. And then the Supreme Court has to smack them down and saying, no, white is not blue. White is white and blue is blue. You know, that kind of thing. And they're always getting smacked around by the Supreme Court. But you never know. They may be sensible in this particular case. So we'll talk with Matthew about that. Now, a little bit after 8 o'clock, Captain Bill Simpson will be back in. Now, you know him, Wild Horse Fire Brigade guy. Of course, he was giving us all the news on the destruction at the Klamath Dams, which nobody wants to talk about because, so many people are in on the grift. And there's just a lot of money that it's all been pushing this. And Warren Buffett wants the dams gone just because of liability. And the Greens want the dams gone because it's their religion, their religious faith. You know, it's just the way this goes. And the tribes, of course, are saying, hey, you'll get us in on the grift for restoration. You know, that's how that ended up going out. Of course, beneficial use of water gone. But what Bill's going to talk about today has to do with being buzzed. No, he's not getting hammered, nothing like that. Bill's claiming that the BLM hired a helicopter service and has been flying low over his property, either harassing him or counting wild horses, counting horses in one form or another. And it's his private herd, you know, that he has there. But Bill's been really hard on the BLM because he says that they don't really take care of the wild horses very well. And so this is what he's looking on doing. So he's complaining about that, and we'll talk with him, see what he has to say. Something different. And he ended up going in there and digging up the paperwork. And, yep, the BLM hired this helicopter service. And he claims it's actually a very low flight, illegal flights, like 200 feet over his house. They were flying back and forth and observing that stuff. I'm not sure about the laws involving that, but Bill is hot and bothered about it. So he'll share his story a little bit later, okay? So there we go. There we go. I mentioned the tribes in on the Klamath Dam restoration money, you know, and I know that this is how the feds, you know, they buy everybody off here. But I actually have some interesting tribal news out of Canyonville. Cow Creek Band of Umpqua Tribe of Indians is celebrating, this is reported today in KOBI 5, is celebrating the grand opening of Universal Electric Vehicle Charging Stations in Canyonville. So they have 12 new charging stations at Seven Feathers Truck and Travel Center off Exit 99, okay? And the thing is, their marketing director, Lindsay Campman, says these charging stations are the newest rapid and reliable stations on I-5 in Southern Oregon. And this is the part that you can't help but chuckle about. Remember Pete Buttigieg, Transportation Secretary? He's on Face the Nation on Sunday, and they're talking about, okay, Pete, how many billions of dollars did the Biden administration give you to get all these electric car chargers done, and you only have a handful? I think it was like 8 to 12, somewhere a dozen on the high side. And then, you know, it's obvious that what the Biden administration should have just done is handed the $7.5 billion to the Cow Creek Band of Umpqua Indians. They would have put the car chargers in everywhere around the country. And I'm sure it would have been more than a handful, like Pete is ending up accomplished. So there we go. Of course, there is a possibility that being sovereign land and a casino territory, et cetera, that there's a lower regulatory hurdle. Which makes you think sometime, gosh, maybe what we should all do is petition to join the tribes and then have all of our land declared sovereign. Who's with me? Hey, a fella can dream, can he? This is the Bill Myers Show, 770-5633. Podcast.
Looking for a safe place to store your RV, trailer, or boat? Hardcastles offers a secure storage lot located conveniently on-site with a keypad entry. With spots filling up quickly, stop by today to reserve yours. While you're there, check out the fully stocked line of enclosed, dump, flatbed, and utility trailers. Hardcastles' friendly and experienced staff are always available to help you find what you need. Open weekdays 8:30 to 5, Saturdays 9 to 3. Hardcastles, where the customer is king.
Hi, this is Glory from Eagle Point. My dad asked me to get a quote for my own auto insurance and suggested I call Steve at Sky Park Insurance. Steve said in my situation, it would be best to stay on my parents' policy due to my age. Steve did quote my parents, including me and my car, and saved us big time. Great advice, excellent savings. Thanks, Mr. Steve.
Hi, this is Steve at Sky Park Insurance. Every situation is unique. Feel free to call me for a quote or if you just need a little advice. Remember, at Sky Park, we make insurance easy.
If you have an appliance that's giving you trouble, Just-In-Time Appliance is your fast and affordable mobile appliance repair, serving the Rogue Valley. Just-In-Time services and repairs all brands. Major appliances often can be repaired, extending their life and saving you money. So give Just-In-Time Appliance a no-obligation call for advice on whether it can be fixed with the best warranty available. Before you go to the expense of buying a new appliance, call Just-In-Time Appliance online at justintimeappliance.com.
Joel here at Butler Ford and Truck Center, and here's the deal people keep asking about. When will we have more F-150s, the payment of only $445 a month? The answer is right now. Lease a 2024 Ford F-150 Crew Cab for only $445 a month. Work, tow, play, haul in a new Ford F-150 for only $445 a month at Butler Ford. Nobody knows how to make a lease deal work on a Ford truck like Butler Ford. That's why businesses and individuals have been coming to us for years when they want a new truck at a low payment, like $445 a month on a Ford F-150 Crew Cab. Whew, I'm running out of time in this ad, but call and ask about the low lease payments we're having on our new Ford Escapes. Remember, Butler says yes to bigger discounts and rebates. Butler says yes to giving you more for your trade. And Butler says yes to $445 a month on a Ford F-150. Butler Ford and Truck Center, just 12 short minutes south of Medford, right off of exit 19, where we've got your truck, your SUV, your certified pre-owned, hybrid, and electric vehicle.
36 monthly lease payments at 7,500 miles per year with 7,500 cash or trade due at signing, excluding tax, license, title, and 250 dealer dock fee on vehicle cap cost of $42,884. Unapproved finance through Ford Credit. Offer expires 6/3/24.
Hi, I'm Randy with Diner 62, and I'm on KMED and KCMD.
By the way, we'll have another Diner 62 quiz tomorrow to wrap out the week. Always good. Maybe get yourself some clam chowder like they always have, all right? 23 minutes after 6, join in at 770-5633. By the way, I just wanted to give you the lay of the land on the talk radio system here. And to get through, you have to share your caller ID. And if you block your caller ID, the system will reject you. And I know there's this guy, I've kind of nicknamed him Timmy the Troll, who continues to try to get in there. But, you know, as long as you block your caller ID and thinking, I'm going to get in there and we're going to mess with all the talk show listeners here. It's probably some liberal, you know, from Southwest Oregon or maybe somewhere else. I don't know. But, you know, as long as you block your caller ID, you don't get through. But you let me. Now, I don't do anything with your ID. All I just know is that there's a real phone number connected to it and not spam, not being a spam bot, you know, that kind of thing. We just try to keep things real, okay? We want real people, not fake people, okay? All right. I was reading a story yesterday on Fox News, and I think that this is qualifies as a conspiracy theory Thursday story. Fish oil supplements linked to greater first-time heart attack risk in study. Not universally good or bad. Among healthy people, regular use of fish oil, it is said, was found to make them more susceptible to developing heart disease and stroke for the first time, according to this new study. Among those who had existing heart disease, however, fish oil consumption was shown to slow the progression of cardiovascular disease and reduce the risk of mortality. Researchers analyzed nearly 12 years of data from more than 415,000 participants. Now, it's a UK study, so, you know, it seems pretty legit. But the one thing I've noticed as of late, and I don't know if you had too, that there seems to be a real subtle push within the news organs to make sure and push any kind of news that might make any kind of health supplement be suspect. Is it just me? to create doubt. Oh, you know, vitamin D, vitamin D3. Remember, vitamin D3 was essentially a miracle drug for many people because during COVID, a lot of people who ended up dying of COVID, one of the biggest indicators of whether you were going to die of COVID was whether you had low vitamin D level or high or, you know, average or, you know, proper vitamin D level. And so I was a slave to vitamin D3, never got COVID during the time. Also, I also took ivermectin too, another conspiracy theory. I took another conspiracy theory, vitamin D3 and ivermectin, and I took it all throughout the pandemic. And I still take it prophylactically, you know, on the ivermectin, by the way, now and then. And I've never had it. Maybe I'm just lucky, or maybe I was just clean living and I stayed away from all the people who had it. I don't know. But the odds were going to be against you, you know, being that way, because I was out in public all that time. I never shut myself away. But I can't help but notice that if there are more expensive ways, the way I interpreted this Fox News story about this study saying that, oh, taking fish oil, you know, this could lead to a first-time heart attack or stroke. And I couldn't help but think that that this is being pushed by, you know, people are starting to doubt the effectiveness of statins. And so they're going to things like, you know, vitamins and fish oil and stuff like that. And we have to scare them back into the big pharma statins because that makes a lot more money. And besides, you know, Fox News and all we CNN and MSNBC, you know, we advertise those kind of things. And so we need to kind of be on big pharma's side. You know, fish oil's cheap. Statins are much more expensive. Could be. So there's my Conspiracy Theory Thursday story at the moment. There are a ton of other ones, but that's one that kind of caught my eye. Be very careful. Be very afraid of fish oil, they say. It's funny how they say that you take the fish oil, you'll get a heart attack. But if you have a heart disease already, then it says that it'll slow the progress. So that does sound a little confusing, doesn't it? Yikes. By the way, another little sidelight. People have been writing me about my cat, Chester. Chester's, of course, been a mess for a while now, losing weight and having all sorts of problems. We figured out he has an irritable bowel. We tried giving him some of that Dinovite yesterday they advertise. It's a nice probiotic thing. He threw it up. Didn't work real well for him. Might be something where we have to introduce him to more of that kind of stuff as he gets a little bit better. But you know, I want to thank everybody who has been sending me all their suggestions, natural health, go to a natural veterinarian, et cetera, all that stuff. You know what we have found is starting to help, though? We give him an acid pill. Linda found some research online from veterinarians who are giving, what do they call that drug? It's the drug that many humans use, omeprazole. And it's a proton pump inhibitor. You know, it's an acid pill to kind of cut down on some of the acid. And I guess you take a tiny, tiny bit of the pill and you crush it up into powder and you mix it with the food. And I guess this is something that a lot of veterinarians are giving all of their, giving cats and dogs with IBS. And it seems to work just fine. No problem whatsoever. You just have to use a tiny amount, not the full pill like you would for a human. But the moment we started doing that with Chester, all his gurgling and overactive tummy started going away. And that's been something that we noticed that you could hear his stomach from across the room sometime. But I just wanted to thank everybody, give you an update on that. Chester is doing better, but he didn't like Dinovite so far. So we're probably going to hold off on the Dinovite and keep building him up a little bit. But he is bit by bit starting to hang around. We hope the old guy gets to hang on with us. He's 14 years old and he's part of the family, you know, our everybody has a family, human and non-human, I guess, right? So here it is, Conspiracy Theory Thursday. It's a dangerous time. I'll take a phone call on Conspiracy Theory Thursday before news. Hi, who's this? Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. It's Deplorable Patrick.
Well, hey, there's no one who is a better Conspiracy Theory Thursday bomb thrower. So let's hear what's going on with you, huh?
Well, I don't know about that, but what was it that Captain Bill was saying? Is someone's flying over his house, low flying over?
Yeah. He said that the BLM hired, and he has the receipts for it, too, ended up going into the contracts. BLM hired a helicopter service, and I guess BLM people were flying over his property, his private property, and flying low over his home. Like they wanted to, you know, counting horses is what they were doing.
So you mentioned you didn't know what the regs were. Now, I got my commercial license pilot license at age 18, mm-hmm. and I was devouring the regulations all during my lunch hour when I was in school, and the specific regulations on this, and it shall be illegal to fly closer. No, I'm going to start back a little further. Except for purposes of takeoff and landing, mm-hmm. it shall be illegal to fly closer than 500 feet from any person, vessel, vehicle, or structure.
Interesting, because Bill claims that they were flying as low, if not lower, than 200 feet over his home.
Well, they're the government. They can get away. They can ignore their own regulations.
Oh, okay. So there we go. There are the rules of the regulations, and then there is the government response to say, got it. Okay.
He should complain to the FAA about it and see what that does. Now, he'll be on solid ground. Whether anybody will do anything, I don't know.
Yeah, well, apparently he has the radar track, too. That all that radar track information is now, you can get that publicly.
And, yes.
But I'll get the latest on that. But you're right. You see, what you could do then is have the FAA, one federal agency, dueling with the BLM, another federal agency, and then let them fight it out, right?
It's definitely illegal, and the term for it, the slang, is called buzzing.
Buzzing. Okay.
Buzzing. They're buzzing his house.
All right. Well, we'll talk with him after 8 o'clock, and we'll discuss this. But I appreciate the tip on that, all right? So 500 feet.
Complain.
So 500 feet is the basic situation. Now, if a helicopter is rescuing someone, then that doesn't count. You know, you're throwing out, no one's going to give you a ticket for that, right? You know.
Yeah, there's probably helicopter regulations that I'm not aware of. The rule is except for purposes of takeoff and landing, and in terms of what we were talking about before. Maybe I can look up about helicopter rescues. You know, uh-huh. they've got a – and there is such a thing as waivers that can be had for, to waive certain your requirements.
Okay, I understand. So that way the BLM would then go out there and get a waiver saying, hey, we want to harass Captain Bill Simpson out there, you know, by Iron Gate. And then they'll say, yeah, we're tired of his stuff too. And they give him a waiver. Who knows?
Yeah, there you go. I think you're onto it.
All right. Hey, thank you, DP. Deplorable Patrick, 633 at KMED, KCMD. Paul Kaminar is going to join me here in just a moment. Constitutional expert. He has a lot to say about the Trump trial, and I guess the arguments are starting again right now. News sponsored by Caveman Heating and Air. It's the climate, and we control it. Call Caveman Heating and Air at 541-476-0009 or cavemanheating.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It is back to work this morning for jurors deliberating the fate of former President Trump in his criminal trial in New York. The government now downgrading its recent estimate of economic growth, now reporting that the U.S. economy expanded at a sluggish 1.3% annual pace January through March in the first quarter. Israel's military says it has seized control of a strategic corridor that runs the length of Gaza's border with Egypt. Israel says that strip of land is peppered with Hamas weapons smuggling tunnels. A hacker ring claims it has stolen the user data of more than 500 million Ticketmaster customers worldwide. The stolen information, said to include names and phone numbers, email addresses, and credit card information. The opening bell just sounding this morning on Wall Street. Stocks starting off the day deep in the red. This is SRN News.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-504-8790. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-504-8790. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-504-8790.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Oregon Truck and Auto Authority is your work truck and van headquarters. Proudly offering Adrian Steel interior shelving packages, partitions, and the best ladder racks in the business. Integrate a bed slide or decked drawer system to boost your efficiency. Also featuring the largest selection of commercial fiberglass and metal truck canopies from leading manufacturers such as ARE, SmartCap, Century, and more. Come see Oregon Truck and Auto Authority today and take your efficiency to the next level.
Joel here at Butler Ford and Truck Center, and here's the deal people keep asking about. When will we have more F-150s, the payment of only $445 a month? The answer is right now. Lease a 2024 Ford F-150 Crew Cab for only $445 a month. Work, tow, play, haul, and a new Ford F-150 for only $445 a month at Butler Ford. Nobody knows how to make a lease deal work on a Ford truck like Butler Ford. That's why businesses and individuals have been coming to us for years when they want a new truck at a low payment, like $445 a month on a Ford F-150 Crew Cab. Whew, I'm running out of time in this ad, but call and ask about the low lease payments we're having on our new Ford Escapes. Remember, Butler says yes to bigger discounts and rebates. Butler says yes to giving you more for your trade. And Butler says yes to $445 a month on a Ford F-150. Butler Ford and Truck Center, just 12 short minutes south of Medford, right off of exit 19, where we've got your truck, your SUV, your certified pre-owned, hybrid, and electric vehicle.
36 monthly lease payments at 7,500 miles per year with 7,500 cash or trade due at signing, excluding tax, license, title, and 250 dealer dot fee on vehicle cap cost of $42,884. Unapproved finance through Ford credit. Offer expires 6/3/24.
The Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMET and 99.3 KCMD.
Boy, the drama's continuing in New York City with the former President Trump criminal trial here. And we wanted to get constitutional law expert Paul Kaminar on. He's the lead counsel for the National Legal and Policy Center. That's NLPC.org. Paul, what is NLPC all about? What's the mission? What are you doing over there?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Bill. Yeah, the National Legal Policy Center, we're a nonprofit public interest ethics watchdog group that goes after the libs in Congress like Schumer and AOC for violating ethics laws. We file complaints with the Federal Election Commission, and we go after woke corporations that have all these policies of transgenderism. Right now, we got a proposal before Oreo cookies, believe it or not. Yeah. The parent company gives hundreds of thousands of dollars to PFLAG to promote transsexual books and so forth in the schools. So we try to keep everybody honest here in the D.C. area and nationally, but it's kind of hard to do. And we're also fly-specking the Hunter Biden case and his problems and ethical and criminal violations that are going on there. And his trial, by the way, is coming up next week. So that'll be a new thing to talk about in addition to these outrageous Trump cases that are going on.
You know, Paul, before we get to the Trump case here, I wanted to ask you about the Hunter Biden case. Given the fact that President Biden went and visited this star witness, Hunter's ex, a few days ago,
right,
over the weekend, could that be construed as witness tampering or kind of a, hey, you know, we know where you live, just wanted to know we're thinking about you, blah, 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 you know, that sort of thing?
Right, right. Well, not only is it Hunter's ex, it's Hunter's brother's ex, Bo Biden. When he died, his wife started dating his brother. I mean, that's kind of an icky arrangement right there. Yeah, so the dad, Joe Biden, visited Hallie the other day, and it's on the eve of the trial coming up next week. And so there is questions, was there witness tampering? And he said, no, this is just the anniversary of her husband and my son, Bo Biden's passing away from brain cancer. So I was just trying to, I guess, console her or whatever, but you know, I take that with a grain of salt.
Yeah. I kind of think about consoling like a mafia boss comes by and says, hey, I just wanted to make sure that you're doing okay. You know, that
exactly.
Is there anything I can do to help? All right.
Right, right. No, it is ridiculous.
All right, Paul, let's shift then to New York City. And the way I'm looking at this, and I imagine you would too, is that I don't care if you love Trump, you hate Trump, or you're neutral about Trump. what's been happening to the rule of law in these kangaroo court cases should be concerning all Americans, no matter your political ideology. And I'm wondering if you could kind of set us straight on what has been happening and where we are right now in this case.
Yeah, well, where we are right now is the jury right now is being brought back in to the main courtroom, and the judge is going to reread the 53 pages of jury instructions. And that should right at the tell you right there what's wrong with this case. The thing is a real farce going on in New York. The argument and the legal claim is that the hush money payment, which is a non-disclosure agreement with Stormy Daniels, a perfectly legal non-disclosure agreements are done every day of the week. Nothing wrong with that. So Alvin Bragg, the prosecutor had to come up with, well, how am I going to take this two-bit bookkeeping violation of it being booked in, as a legal expense under the Trump business records and bootstrap that into a felony? And so he said, here's where it really gets really screwy. He says, we're not going to show you during the trial that there were these other felonies that were committed. We're now going to tell you in your jury instructions at the very end of the trial, we've got a nice menu here. Pick one of three felonies that this bookkeeping violation was connected to. One is that this was a federal election campaign violation because this payment to Stormy Daniels influenced the campaign. And if some of you don't like that, let's try the New York election law violation, which is basically the same thing as the federal one. And finally, if you don't like those two, you can pick that there was a New York or federal tax violation because this money that was paid to Michael Cohen, that they gave him actually double the money that he was due, and he paid taxes on that, which he really didn't have. So our theory is there's a tax violation because Trump paid too much taxes to the New York coffers.
So the first time I've ever heard a government complain and try to charge somebody for paying too much in taxes here. Help me out, Paul.
Yeah, exactly. That's really screwy. And so what it is you're not requiring a unanimous verdict here, which violates due process and Supreme Court precedent. You can have four jurors pick the New York violation. You can have another four pick the federal election violation, and you can have the other four say, "Well, it's a tax violation," and none of them were unanimous, and that still will be considered a guilty verdict. But with the election law violation, which is the one that they were showcasing, there's no there, because what they're saying, and I've read the jury instructions, that it says the federal election campaign law says that it's illegal to give more than $2,300 in a contribution to a candidate.
Right.
Well, that's true. So what are you trying to say, Alvin Bragg? Well, this Stormy Daniels payment was $130,000, and that's more than the $2,300. Ergo, there's a campaign violation.
That's not a campaign donation. Right?
Well,
or a candidate donation.
It isn't.
Right?
It isn't. But here's the kicker. Even if it is, under our election laws, a candidate can spend unlimited amounts of money on his own campaign. So Trump can spend $1 million, whether it's buying computers for his campaign, hiring staff, buying new suits so he looks good on the campaign trail, paying for a non-disclosure agreement because it would look bad if it came out, even if it is related to the campaign. So what? He can spend as much money as he wants on that. So at the end of the day, there's no there.
Paul, are we just at this point where, you know, the entire system, even the justice system, is just filled? We're just going to lie about everything and hope that nobody pays attention?
Yeah, I think that's the way it's looking at, especially with the way it's happening to Donald Trump here. And I think, as you said earlier, even Democrats and even independents are saying, wait a minute, what's wrong with this picture here? And so in some respects, this is backfiring on the Democrats' agenda to get him convicted before the election. I'm kind of thinking that there may be a hung jury here. I think there's a one or two there on the jury panel who say, wait a minute, where's the crime here? And there's conflicting testimony. You got Michael Cohen, who's their chief witness, who's a convicted liar, perjurer. He's actually admitted on the stand that he stole money from the Trump organization when he took this reimbursement and kept $60,000 of it for his own instead of paying it to this political consulting company that he said it was for. I mean, that's a Class C felony under New York law, and they're charging Trump with a Class E felony, a lower felony. So, I mean, you said, what's going on here? It really is a joke. And even if he is convicted, I have no doubt that this will be reversed on appeal. There's at least a dozen arguments that could be made on appeal, including the fact that this judge should have been recused from the get-go for giving campaign contributions to Joe Biden and also for a group called Stop the Republicans, for his daughter, who's making millions of dollars running a political consulting company, helping the Democrats raise money on the fact that they're going after Trump. I mean, this is like a third world banana republic type prosecution that's going on. It's a really disgrace going on, and it's backfiring in many cases where actually it's getting more support for Donald Trump. But even if he is convicted, like I said, even if this Judge Merchan tries to send him to prison, that will be stayed or held in abeyance pending appeal, and the appeal will last at least a year. So this whole thing is just the travesty of justice, to say the least.
Paul Kaminar is constitutional law expert, lead counsel for the National Legal and Policy Center, NLPC.org. Paul, I wanted to touch on what you had mentioned earlier, is that the judge right now is actually giving the jury instructions again, and it's some 50 pages of instructions,
right?
But he's just giving it orally. Isn't that rather unusual that you would have 50 pages of instructions to read to the jury, but you wouldn't give them a copy of it so they could reference it?
Yeah, I mean, New York court is really funny in that regard. It's also odd that in the closing arguments that the defense had to go first and then the prosecution goes last. That only happens in, I think, three or four other states. So, yeah, I mean, you would think that the jury should be able to get a copy of the instruction so they can read it, and rather than having to keep saying, now, what did he say about the argument on page 43? Mm-hmm. Can we have that reread to us? I mean, it's really ridiculous. So there's a lot of problems with this case. And one of the instructions says that, Michael Cohen, he was an accomplice to this, so you have to look at cooperating evidence, which they claim they have with receipts and bookkeeping entries and all that. But I almost fell off my chair when I saw that the judge is telling the jury that Cohen is an accomplice to the crime. I mean, the whole point of this jury deletion is there a crime to begin with?
Yeah.
So they're already the judge is already implying that, hey, there is a crime, and Cohen was an accomplice. So all you have to do is check a few more boxes, and we can convict Donald Trump.
Now, you had mentioned how they could actually – the jury can pick from the smorgasbord of potential charges. And so you could technically have four jurors to vote to convict on one of the charges, four vote to convict on another one, and four vote to convict on a third one. But not all the jurors at the same time on each charge. And the judge will consider that a unanimous verdict. And is that legal, or what are the rules around this?
I don't think it is. Yeah. See, what they're saying is that, I mean, there's actually 34 counts. There's 34 charges or bookkeeping entries. So they what they could possibly do is find that he's guilty of making the false entries unanimously, but then decide that they were connected to three different alleged felonies, and so they don't have to be unanimous about that. Well, it may be something that this judge thinks is okay under New York law, but there's something called the Supreme Court and the Constitution, and the Supreme Court has said many times that a jury has to be unanimous on all elements of a crime. Each crime has certain elements, you know.
Right.
Did the defendant do the conduct? Was he doing it knowingly and willfully, et cetera, et cetera. And each one of those, they have to find unanimous. I mean, you know, you can may find that, yes, this person committed a crime. They say they broke into a house. Okay. Now, that may be easy to answer, but if in fact the house was the person's own house, you can't break into your own house if you made a mistake. So that's another element of the offense, that you have to know you were doing something wrong. And that's what's wrong with this, is that they say in the jury instructions for some of these, he has to be shown to be willfully violating the law. Under our law, the word willfully means you have to know the specific law you're violating, and you're saying, I'm going to violate this law in any event. These jury instructions don't define what willfully is.
Oh,
so
boy.
A jury may just think, well, you know, there's this false book entry, and yeah, it helped a campaign. But did Donald Trump know there was a federal election law that said you can't do this? And he said, I don't care about this FEC law. I'm going to violate it anyway.
I doubt
That's
it.
The same with
yeah.
I doubt it. It's the same with the tax, tax law. The tax law says you have to be willfully in order to criminally violate a tax law. So when they were putting these bookkeeping entries on the Trump thing as a repayment of a retainer to Michael Cohen, did Donald Trump know that he was willfully violating a federal tax law when, in fact, more taxes were being paid because of this entry? I mean, it just boggles the mind.
Oh, normally Trump would fire the person that had him overpay the taxes. I think it's
exactly.
In all seriousness, Paul, I'm going to ask you to speculate here. And I know attorneys are not necessarily, you're supposed to just work off the facts then. But if you were a speculative man and you were to envision a future law school professor discussing this case, how do you think it will be presented to future lawyers? What does your gut say how this will?
It's being presented right now. This is being talked about in many law schools, and depending upon what the political stripe is of the professor, they're using this as, here's a model of how you can go after Trump, et cetera. And then other professors saying, here's a model of what's wrong with the way this prosecution's going. And you have Professor Alan Dershowitz of Harvard, who's been very vocal about how this case is really a travesty of justice. And I think if he is convicted, it will go down in our law books as a prime example of the worst example of justice in America.
But it would appear that the judge has pretty much put a thumb on the scale to the point, even with the instructions to the jury, the 444, we're going to give you 50-something pages of instructions, but I'm not going to give you a copy of it, even though they're really complex, et cetera. And, you know, it's pretty much obvious that, would you bet that there's probably going to be a conviction, but it will ultimately be reversed or not end up being much of anything?
Yeah, he's not putting a thumb on the scale. He's putting cinder blocks on this scale here.
Oh, okay.
in terms of his bias. But I'm still kind of hoping that it'll be a hung jury because the jurors are now asking for testimony to be read back about Cohen and Pecker from the Inquirer magazine about this catch and kill story problem and a meeting with Donald Trump. So that's showing that, hey, there's some questions going on here. So I'm betting that there's going to be at least one or two holdouts here, but it may be on some of the charges. They may, you know, there's 34 counts. You might have a unanimous verdict saying that we find him guilty of 20 counts. We find him innocent of these other 14 counts. That's one possibility. But I think it's either going to be guilty on all the counts or a hung jury. I don't think they're going to find them not guilty.
Okay.
On all the counts.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering too. A final question I would have for you: do you think it was a good thing or a bad thing? From what I understand, there are two attorneys on the jury. Isn't that unusual in a case like this?
It is. I mean, I myself have been asked to be on jury panels here in the D.C. area. And each time they said, sorry, you're an attorney, you can't go on, because they feel that I know too much about the law and will be influenced. But, yes, there's two jurors on here. The Trump team did not object to those two. But I think that actually may help in some respects, because I think they're going to see through the legal fallacies here of the jury instructions and some of the evidence, and come back and say, hey, I don't see where the ultimate crime here is on any of these three options on the menu to go forward.
It would be interesting if the two attorneys on the jury ended up being some of the people who might vote to not convict, only because they would, if you're an honest attorney, they would be sitting there going, they got nothing. They got nothing here. What are they, you know, it's
right.
But anyway, I really appreciate your analysis on this, Paul. Paul Kaminar.
Sure.
And, of course, constitutional law expert Paul Kaminar. And if you want to find out more about all the dirt that they are looking to clean out of the D.C. circuit, I think, and everything else, go to National Legal and Policy Center. It's nlpc.org. Stay up with it. There's all sorts of topics and news and analysis there. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Paul. Be well.
Well, listen, thank you for having me. Be glad.
Yeah, it's great talk. 657, and you're on KMED and KCMD.
The Artisan Bakery Cafe is your go-to for all things delicious. Specializing in European-style pastries, offering the largest selection of fresh baked pastries in the Rogue Valley. Croissants, danishes, cream cheese pockets, bear claws, scones, turnovers, Napoleons, buttercream cones, beignets, cinnamon rolls, coffee cake muffins, and more. So many fresh baked goodies just waiting for you. Tuesday through Friday, 7 to 3, and Saturday, 8 to 3. Stop by 1325 Center Drive or visit artisanbakerymedford.com. Also, order on DoorDash.
It's not all about you when it comes to your well water quality. There's a lot going on below the surface. Your water is affected by everything, from drought and floods to what's been applied to properties that share your aquifer. And the only way to know what's in your water is to have it tested. Grants Pass Water Lab offers fast service, affordable prices, and professional staff who make it easy to understand what's in your water and whether it matters. You'll find them online at gpwaterlab.com.
Retired or retiring soon? How much money do you need to live comfortably? Retirement Planners of America is here for you. Would you like to have financial peace of mind? Here's how. Step 1. Find out the amount of money you'll need to retire. Step 2. Have a plan to get there. Step 3. Make sure that plan can take advantage of market gains but protect you from market losses. Discover how to do all three with a free consultation at 800-508-6108. That's 800-508-6108.
All investments involve risk, including losses. Past performance does not guarantee future results.
Well, Dad, this is not a shocker, so you don't have to sit down for this one.
Hit me.
Father and Son Jewelry has won best in Southern Oregon.
How many years in a row has it been?
15? I've sort of lost count.
Well, don't let it go to your head. We built our reputation on what we do today, not yesterday.
I agree. Becca, you look like you have something to say.
Just want to say thank you, Southern Oregon, for voting your Father and Son Jewelry best again. We've been your favorite since I can remember.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Stocks are moderately lower. The Dow Industrials down 375, the NASDAQ down 30, the S&P 500 down 15. Foot Locker has posted better than expected comparable sales as CEO Mary Dillon's turnaround plan begins to pay off. The former Ulta boss said average selling prices increased during the quarter, proving that consumers are willing to pay full price for the right product. The sneaker company has been working to reverse an ongoing sales slump by revamping its stores and winning back brands. Boeing and a union representing the company's firefighters have reached a tentative contract agreement that could allow the firefighters to go back to work after more than 3 weeks of being locked out. Members of the International Association of Firefighters Union still must vote on the proposed contract. Boeing spokesperson Bobby Egan said the company expects a vote this afternoon. Once again, stocks are moderately lower. That's Your Money Now.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential.
But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD, and this is the Bill Meyer Show.
During the break, I was talking with Senator Alan DeBoer, and he posed a question, and it was a pretty good one. He was wondering if Stormy Daniels ever paid income taxes on the hush money that Michael Cohen, on behalf of President Trump, ended up paying about the alleged tryst so many years ago. Because you're supposed to pay taxes on that. And the only thing I've been able to find is that she would have been obligated to pay up to about $50,000 or $51,000 in federal tax on that settlement. I couldn't find any story one way or the other. Has anyone in the jury, the Southern Oregon jury, the Southern Oregon good jury, unlike the New York City jury, I mean, who knows if that's good or not, but let me know, okay? It is Conspiracy Theory Thursday. Did Stormy ever pay that? If anybody knows, let me know, okay? We'll let everybody else know for that matter.